Story: Money Doesn't Grow on Trees. Part 1. It's a Deal.
It was a rainy Saturday morning. Luca was in his bedroom, in front of his computer.
Luca, are you going to sit in front of that computer all day?
His dad asked.
Do something more interesting.
I don't have any money. I can't do anything. If you give me some pocket money, I can do more interesting things, Luca said.
Luca, money doesn't grow on trees, his father answered.
You're mean, Luca said.
He stayed in his room. Later, Luca's dad came to his room.
I have an idea. You can tidy the garage for £5, his dad said.
£10. That's the messiest garage in Plymouth, Luca said.
£7.50, and I'm going to help you, his dad answered.
It's a deal, Luca said.
Part 2. The Chore.
Luca and his dad started to work. They found lots of old things in the garage. Chairs, a sofa, a table, a bike, toys, cushions. There were boxes too, with books and clothes. And there was lots of rubbish. Bottles, magazines, and comics.
How can we get rid of all these old things? Luca asked.
We're going to recycle them, his dad said. Then Luca opened an old wardrobe. There was a dartboard inside.
Great, he thought.
And there were lots of CDs in the wardrobe. There was an old CD player too, and it worked. Luca played a CD.
This is a good CD, Luca said.
That was your mother's favourite band, the Spice Girls, his dad said, and started to dance.
Oh no, Dad can't dance, Luca thought,
but he said nothing.
Can I have these old CDs, Dad? Luca asked.
Sure, his dad said. Luca had a plan.
Part 3. Luca's Plans.
Luca and his dad worked very hard all afternoon. Then they put lots of things in the car and went to town. First, they went to Oxfam, a charity shop, with some good clothes, books, and DVDs. The people in the shop were very happy. Then they went to a second-hand CD shop. Luca had two big boxes of CDs.
I don't want those Spice Girls CDs. Nobody buys them, the woman said. But I can give you £20 for these CDs.
£25, Luca said.
It's a deal, the woman said.
Luca's dad was surprised.
What are you going to do with the money? He asked.
I'm going to save it, Luca answered.
When they were at home again, Luca had another plan. He put the sofa back in the garage. He put the chairs and the table back too, and the old lamp and the rug. And he put his mum's old posters on the wall. The Spice Girls.
Part 4. Luca's Den.
At 3:30, Adam, Mia and Ellie came to Luca's house.
We're going to go ice skating, Luca. You can come with us. We're going to buy your ticket, Ellie said.
Thanks, guys. I have some money now, Luca said.
But first, come into my den.
Your den? Adam asked. What's that?
Luca opened the door of the garage.
This is my den. It's a hobby room, Luca said.
The three friends went inside. They were surprised. It was a very nice and comfortable room. Ellie saw the dartboard.
Wow, I love darts, she said.
They played some of the old CDs.
Cool music, Adam said.
That's Mum and Dad's music, from the 90s, Luca said.
There were still some old clothes in the wardrobe.
Look at this dress. It's fun, Mia said.
I wore that dress when I was younger, in the 90s. Luca's mum was at the door.
Really? Mia said.
It's cool.
Part 5. Let's have a 90s party.
Then Luca's dad arrived with Jack. They had some food and juice. OK, everybody, let's eat, Luca's dad said.
Thanks, Dad, but we can't eat now. We have to go, because ice skating starts at 6 o'clock, Luca said.
Oh, let's stay here, Mia said. We can go skating next weekend.
Yeah, this is more fun, Adam said. We can have a dance match.
And let's have a 90s party, Ellie said.